I opened the front door before Alex had even rung the bell, only to find Stan with his leg cocked, watering my neighbor's flower bed.
"Stan's weeing on Mr. Grimson's roses. He's gonna be mad."
Alex reddened and whispered something to Stan, who looked up at him with innocent eyes, then bobbed his heavy head as if to say, "When a guy's gotta go." I couldn't help laughing as Katie pressed her hands over her mouth, trying to hold in a fit of giggles. "Oh dear," I said, smiling. "Mr. Grimson is very particular about his roses."
"Sorry," Alex stuttered.
"Stan, apologize to Dawn." Instead, Stan peered around to inspect his bottom. "I think you'd better come in," I said, still chuckling. But before Alex followed me inside, he reached into the truck for what looked like a box of candy. Damn, he had a great ass. His jeans clinging to him as he stretched and bent, those long, powerful legs straining against the worn denim. But instead of his usual ratty t-shirts, he was wearing a crisp white button-down. He looked delicious.
"Mom, you're blushing,"
Katie announced in her bell-like voice. Alex turned around and caught my deer-in-the-headlights expression as my gaze dropped from his ass to the ground. Had he guessed that I'd been checking him out? I was mortified. He took it all in his stride, but I was sure he knew what I'd been doing. He passed me a box of Swiss chocolates, and then rendered me mute by placing a sweet kiss on my cheek. God, he smelled good, too.
"She really likes you," Katie said loudly. "She spent forever trying to decide what to wear."
"Katie!"
I hissed.
"And she got the fancy guest towels out, even though Mom said she was saving them for when the president visits."
Whoosh!
My cheeks flared with heat, and I threw an accusing look at Katie that said she'd be doing chores until she started drawing a pension. I snuck a look at Alex, who I was pretty certain was trying to contain a smile, but was nice enough not to show it. Then he gave Katie a present, too, taking the heat off of me.
"For you, Katie K," he said.
He used my pet name for her, and the few defenses I had left crumbled to dust. I closed my eyes, offering up a small prayer that he wasn't dating my sister or anyone else. Katie held her book tightly, her eyes widening with happiness and surprise.
"Oh, wow! Walter the farting dog! Oh, look at the picture! Aw, Stan, this one looks like you!"
Alex seemed a little nervous, as if unsure how his gift would be received. And even though Katie's pleasure was evident, I rushed to reassure him.
"That was thoughtful of you, Alex. She'll love it. And thank you for the candy. We'll both love that."
He nodded and smiled, relief in his eyes. It wasn't a beaming smile. It wasn't a grin. But it was a start.